It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This Friday night at Hawaiian Brian's, and then Sunday at the Mac, it's Richard Thompson. And that's actually Richard Thompson, OBE, as in member of the Order of the British Empire. He's also a veteran of the band Fairport Convention, who last year released his 18th solo record. He called it 13 Rivers. Perhaps even cooler this year, he did the score for the documentary The Cold Blue, a World War II film we'll hear about as we welcome Richard back to the show now. Hey, Richard, welcome back, and thanks, man.
My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure.
The work on The Cold Blue, World War II documentary from HBO. Explain what you did and how you got involved with this project.
Well, I got involved because the producer is an old friend of mine, and I've done a few scores for him before. He found in the National Archives color footage from World War II of B-17s in combat, shot by William Wyler, the great Hollywood director. And they restored the footage, and it looks absolutely amazing. And it's quite moving. It's the crews, and it's the ground crews, and all stationed in the UK, 1943, doing raids over Germany. And it's very intense and very emotional, and narrated by survivors from the 8th Air Force, so that they found nine guys, all in their 90s, who were crew in that campaign. And their stories alone are pretty extraordinary.
Nice. For folks who have never scored a film, they hand you a bunch of stuff. Do you go look at things? How does it work?
In one sense, the best film scoring is the stuff that you're not hardly aware of. It just kind of enhances the emotion of the picture, whatever it's doing. For this film, I used to like a chamber orchestra. I used some strings and some French horns, oboe, clarinet, percussion. That seemed to hit the right emotional notes anyway for this piece.
Do you first sit down and watch some of the stuff and with a notepad and say, all right, this is what I hear?
Yeah, it was shot without sound, first of all. So everything had to be added. B-17s revving up, cruising at altitude, all that was added afterwards. And obviously the music was added as well. So the process really starts with just looking at the film and, as you say, taking notes, saying it needs something here, needs something here. Because there was a lot of narration and a lot of just planes cruising in this film, it needed almost wall-to-wall music. So I composed basically 70 minutes of music for a 70-minute film. And then we judiciously removed things. It was a kind of a reverse process.
Okay.
And in some cases, a plane cruising at altitude, it's hitting a note. You know, four engines hit this note, which is sometimes it hits a pitch, it hit the note of A or D or something, and sometimes it's between notes. So sometimes the planes had to be digitally tuned into a real key to make sense of the music as well. And often what I wrote was dictated by the drone of the planes.
Like one of those things that all the rap and hip-hop music uses, that little tonal thing they use on the voice. Is that what you sort of use on the plane?
A harmonizer, exactly, yeah. so you can digitally cheat things up and down in a way that you really wouldn't notice.
This type of plane, a B-17, that's the same kind that just crashed the other day in Connecticut. When it came to the audio for this project, did you go and record the plane sounds yourself, Richard?
I didn't do it, but things like three sound engineers took a flight on an existing surviving B-17 and flew it around Florida, and they got all the noises. Engines starting up, taking off, landing, cruising. The sounds of the machine guns on the plane were meticulously recorded.
Cool for you, man. That's interesting to hear how something like that is done. And certainly your work on that, quite a bit different than 13 Rivers, your 18th solo record, came out before that. Well, anyway, it's going to be fun for you and then fun for folks here who get to experience Richard Thompson returning to the area. You're an OBE, but we don't have to call you sir, correct?
That's correct, yeah. That's a higher one. That's a KBE.
Oh, okay.
I'm not there.
All right, well, it's still impressive. Still had the queen handed to you.
Exactly.
I hope you had fun today. Yeah. This was great having you on.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bollocks, or whatever you would say over there in a nice English way.
It'll be the dog's bollocks.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing, although it sounds disgusting.
Richard, great talking to you, man.
Oh, thanks so much. Aloha, it's Richard Thompson, and I'm asking you for your money. Not for Dave and I, but for HPR. That's right, we're having another pledge drive. We do have bills, you know. So come on with it, and we're grateful for your support.